Luke 8:16-18. Jesus said to the crowd, "No one who lights a lamp conceals it with a vessel or sets it under a bed. Rather, they place it on a lampstand so that those who enter may see the light. For there is nothing hidden that will not become visible, and nothing secret that will not be known and come to light. Take care, then, how you hear. To anyone who has, more will be given. And from the one who has not, even what they seem to have will be taken away." The Gospel of the Lord. I have to admit that some Christians can sound a bit naive and simplistic. I get a little doubtful when I hear Christians respond to someone's difficult situation with an easy response. All you have to do is have faith in Jesus. When a spouse dies, or when there's been a serious illness or a loss of job, or when one of our children has made a terrible mistake that affects the family drastically. All you have to do is have faith in Jesus. All you have to do, my whole life has been a struggle to have faith in Jesus. It's just not as simple as they make it sound. When we face the darkness and struggle to see God in our lives, it's not so simple, that advice. All you have to do. Not only that, but the implication seems to suggest if I don't have enough faith in Jesus, then I'm not going to get out of a bad situation. Faith would bring a quick response, it suggests, but if I'm not getting that response, obviously I have weak faith. All you have to do. It seems to represent a strong trusting in faith that nothing can shake. But when we don't get answers or solutions, then we can really be shaken. We begin to doubt our goodness. Maybe that's why God's not responding the way we're praying. Or our level of faith. We say, if I just had more faith. And then we begin to feel inadequate. It can make a bad situation worse. It can make God feel very distant from our lives. Some people begin even to doubt God's love for them. If God really loved me, I wouldn't have this problem. Or, I wonder what I did wrong that God should be punishing me. If only our faith were as simple as some people make it sound. All you have to do is have faith. Well, faith is wonderful in good times. It opens our eyes to see God as part of our daily lives. We begin to appreciate God in the simple gifts of life. Our faith in God means we don't have to rely as much on material things. We can trust and be simple in what we possess and how we respond to people. Faith even makes us turn to others rather than to ourselves. What are their needs and how can I respond? Faith is also wonderful in hard times. It can sustain us in the dark. It helps us to hear Jesus' words and put confidence in him and in the God of love that he proclaims to us. Faith helps us to see by the light of his words when our human eyes squint and struggle to see in the dark, and when our mind is clouded with doubt. When there's darkness, the word of God is the lamp set on a stand, so we don't stumble and trip over life's obstacles or despair and doubts. We don't have answers, easy answers for the mysteries of our lives. The darkness is all around us. We're confounded by violence in the world and the acts of some of our bishops and clergy who have scandalized us in the church has put a real pall of darkness over us. And we face our own limits, and eventually each of us will stare the darkness of death in the face. And still, with all that, we can see into the darkness, because the word Jesus preached gives us hope and strengthens us in the sometimes long wait we have. We trust his words that suggest, someday, or as he says today in the gospel, there's nothing hidden that will not become visible, nothing secret that will not be known and come to light. Today's gospel ends with a challenge. Having been given the gift of an enlightening word, what shall we do? Not lock ourselves in or keep away from the tempting, seductive world. Not to be afraid of the darkness out there, that our faith is going to be challenged and we might lose it. But when asked, we witness to what we believe and in whom we've placed our trust. Especially when we're going through a hard time and someone says to us, how can you keep so strong in your situation? What keeps you believing? We simply share what we believe. We may not all be theologians, but we're believers who possess the spirit of Jesus, an enabling spirit and an encouraging spirit, and the spirit that gives us the strength and opens our ears to hear his word. In our weaknesses, we've known that mere human wisdom is not enough to live our lives of meaning and significance. We have been guided by the word of Jesus, and that's our secure light in the dark. If we think there's any other light or wisdom to help us address the really important issues, then when life throws one of its challenges at us, we'll find out how artificial the lights we trusted in were. We're cautioned today in the words of Jesus from the one who has not, even what they seem to have will be taken away. And so Jesus cautions again, take care how you hear. We do take care. We have open ears and trusting hearts to the word God speaks fresh to us again today. And we pray at this Eucharist, O God, you never stop speaking to us and strengthening us through your word. And for that, we give you thanks today, and we celebrate Eucharist together.